Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast today. These podcasts are brought to you in part by our sponsors, who really truly are what make these podcasts possible every week. O'Fallon Nutrition is a company that I've worked with for over 15 years. They're independently owned and operated, located here in O'Fallon, Missouri, right off of Highway K and Mexico Road. I call this place the Whole Foods of St. Charles County, but even if you are not located on this side of the river, it is still worth the drive. I can remember working all the way down at Powerhouse and still sending people out to O'Fallon Nutrition for their supplements. They are more than a supplement company. You can get grass-fed beef, salad dressing, seasoning for your cooking, hair care products, makeup, deodorant, toothpaste, essential oils, and all the vitamins and minerals that you can think of. If you're looking for clean, whole food nutrition, as well as home care, house care, skin care products, O'Fallon Nutrition is your place. You can take a look at them at O'FallonNutrition.com, or if you'd like to have something shipped, if you're listening to me from outside of St. Louis, you can certainly have items shipped. I know they do free shipping if it's an order over $50, and the phone number is 636-240-5283. Again, it's O'FallonNutrition.com, as well as if preparing your food on a weekly basis is your primary excuse for why you're not able to stay on a good clean eating program, which is something that I hear very regularly from my clients, I would ask you to please take the time to check out Pure Plates. It's pureplatesstl.com. They are a phenomenal place. We get our food from there during the week. They deliver to our Integrity location. They will deliver to your house. They also are just available for pickup. You can go to their Chesterfield location or their Kirkwood location and just pick up meals for the day, as well as just having them delivered right to your door. So if preparing your food is your main excuse for why you cannot stay on a healthy eating program, then I would suggest just stop by Pure Plates. Just try it. If you're trying to lower your blood pressure, you're trying to lower your cholesterol, you're trying to get your blood sugar down, try to do Pure Plates meals for a week and just see how different you feel. These are organic meals. They are gluten-free. If you need them to be, they can be dairy-free. They are soy-free. You're not taking any processed sugars or meat curing agents or preservatives. They really, truly believe in nutrient-dense meals that are just whole food nutrition. And I've had my clients, or have made recommendations for my clients for years at Pure Plates. It's pureplatesstl.com, or you can call them to ask questions at 636-778-3555. Again, remembering that they have a location in Chesterfield as well as in Kirkwood that you can just run by and pick up a meal today. Everyone always asks me where I get my meat from, and given that I really eat meat on a daily basis, typically beef primarily, my meat is very important to me. I have an autoimmune condition, and I want grain-free, corn-free meat, and I just haven't found the confidence in stores in knowing that I'm getting 100% grass-fed, grass-finished beef. And I have searched and searched and searched for the right farm, and I have found the farm. It's fedfromthefarm.com. Fed, F-E-D, fromthefarm.com. These farmers are amazing. It's a family. They're here in Missouri, and they have the desire, just like I do, to see people well and to see people healthy, and they put a lot into what they do. It's such a wonderful family to support. They do offer 100% grass-finished, grass-fed, meaning that's it, a beef, and I get my ribeyes, I get my ground beef, my ground sirloin, I get my chuck roast. I mean, they basically have everything. They even have awesome jerky, but they also have eggs, they have chickens, and they have turkey. I'm planning on getting a turkey for Thanksgiving, and if you'd like lamb, they have that as well. But if you are in need of good quality grass-fed, grass-finished beef, or quality eggs, chicken, turkey, don't just settle for what you're getting at the local store. to go out on the internet and check out Fed from the Farm. That you can arrange a pickup or you can have it delivered to your to your home. And I can guarantee you, you're going to taste the difference. For me, my health actually depends on it. So I really thank God to have found such a great farmer. FedFromTheFarm.com. I hope it blesses you.
Welcome to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, the Integrity Way, with your hosts, John and Debbie Morris from Integrity Training Systems.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. Welcome to the Warrior Show. We always like to start our show by talking about what it means to be a warrior. The definition, if you haven't been with us before, is a brave and or experienced soldier or fighter. And something to think about is that you may not be a soldier, you may not be in the military, you may not be brave. You might be someone who feels like you're afraid of everything that you have to take on in life, but that's okay because you're experienced, you've been through a thing or two, and as long as you've fought through that, you are a warrior. And being a warrior in life just means that whatever's brought up against you, you're capable of taking it on. And, you know, it may be the greatest underdog story every time you have something that you have to deal with, but perseverance is actually what is going to keep you in the race that is life. And a lot of times I think we expect perfection from ourselves. We're really hard on ourselves. We don't expect it from anybody else. It's kind of interesting, you know, when you're talking to someone through something that they should overcome, it's easy to be like, you got this. I believe in you. You're strong enough. You can handle this. But then you look at your own issues and you're like, I can't take this on. It's too big, too tough. And a lot of times we get trapped in that and we find ourselves kind of like looping on the same thing. And, you know, something that happened to me, I've talked about this in the last few months and I've posted a little bit about it. I'm going to start posting a series that I've of videos and some pictures and stuff that I've done. Is I really injured my back, you know, a few years ago, and I went through a phase of really not being able to move. I mean, physically, I was incapable of moving. You know, I went through a month where I didn't move, and then I went through a few months of where I had to be on a cane, and then I went through a few months of where I didn't necessarily need the cane, but there was great pain walking around, and then I went through about a year of having pain after that. It totaled about a year and a half to 2 years, something like that. I'm not really good with times and dates, but at some point, my body was capable of being rehabilitated. There came a point where what was actually keeping me down was me, and a lack of desire to push through what I was having to deal with. And I think a lot of times this is what happens to people. And even if you're not having a pity party for yourself, it just comes down to getting to a place where it has been so bad or it was so bad that we give up on the idea of being able to overcome when the work comes time, when it comes due to actually put the time in and to press through the original issue, the worst of the issue is past. And I was talking to somebody about this here recently, a client, and then we also did a presentation. We go into churches and we do 7 week, 14 week series. Actually, we meet every other week where we talk to them about nutrition and exercise and fitness, mind, body, spirit, just getting yourself in a good position. And what I talked about this last time was the definition of insanity. And if you look up the definition of insanity, it's to do the same thing over and over and expect a different result. And I find a lot of times in life, a lot of people are walking around insane and not even realizing it. Because they want to be somewhere else, they want to do something else, they want to feel better, but they continue to do the things that they've been doing. And so your comfort zone, even if you aren't having a good time, you're in pain, you don't feel well, you hate your job, you don't sleep enough, even if you're not enjoying that moment, if you're not doing something to get out of it, it has become a comfort zone for you. And if you stay in that comfort zone and you desire after something greater, that's insanity. because you're thinking something else could happen or something good's going to come along or that magic lottery moment's going to happen for you, and you're not doing anything to change it. You know, if you don't want to be insane, you have to learn to be uncomfortable in your comfort zone. You have to believe that you're capable of stepping beyond your comfort zone into a new arena that's going to propel you to the next place you want to go. And that's ultimately what I had to do, is I had to hit this point, you know, where I kind of felt a little rock bottomed. You know, I looked at my daughter who just turned 12 and at the time was, you know, 11 or so, 11 and a half. And I said, man, like when she grows up, you know, she's going to get married and I want to dance with her at her wedding. You know, she's going to have kids and I want to play with them in the front yard. And then I looked at my parents and, you know, my parents were kind of in a place where they weren't doing too great. Now, my dad's lost 90 pounds and my mom's lost almost 40 and they're on their way to like recovering and being more healthy. But there for a little while, I was at a place where I'm like, man, I'm kind of upset that they're letting themselves go through this. And I know that it's hard. You know, they may listen to the show and be like, what, John? You know, it's like, but it's hard. You know, I knew that it was difficult, but they have tools. They've been equipped. I mean, they literally have Debbie and I, and they're not doing anything to change, you know? And it's like, I was getting mad about it. And then it was like, God just spoke to me and was like, hey man, what are you doing to change? You're actually substantially younger than them and on a path that's going to have you in a much worse space than them when you reach their age. What's your daughter supposed to think? And so that was kind of my rock bottom moment, like, oh, shoot, you know, here I am looking at someone kind of being upset that I might lose my parents. And it's not on them. It's about me. It's about me wanting my parents to be around. Right. And I started thinking like, shoot, I'm going to do that to my daughter, you know. And so I got up and I got uncomfortable. You know, I started pushing through pain. I started exercising and realizing like, oh, I am actually capable of doing this. I hired somebody. I spent the money. I found the money. I didn't even have the money to pay for the guy that I hired. It was expensive. But I rallied it. I gave things up. I gave up things that were making me feel like I could get through life, you know, and excuse me. And I just decided, like, if I'm going to get to a place that I desire after, that's going to actually help me to be quality for my daughter, for my wife, and for the people that I help on a daily basis, if I'm actually going to fulfill the call and purpose that God has on my life, it's time to step up. And if I don't do that, then what am I even doing? Like, what am I here for? What am I living for? So what I challenge you guys to think about here as we're getting ready to wrap up the Warrior segment is, what are you doing to maximize enjoying your life? What are you doing to get out of your comfort zone, to find a zone that actually brings you happiness? Because most people that are comfortable aren't actually happy. And the happiest people that I have met are always pursuing something. And that doesn't mean that you don't be happy in the moment. We're going to talk about that later in the show. But what it does mean is continuing to advance your life. I've never really met someone who's sitting still doing nothing that says, man, I just love what I'm doing right now. You know, most people are like on to their next thing. I want to be a little bit healthier. I'm excited about helping my children with this next thing. I'm changing some stuff I'm doing with my work or my business, or I'm going for a promotion. Those people, it's the drive that usually helps them to enjoy life more. So if you're sitting around in the comfort, what you're going to find is your life can start to become pretty stagnant. And so if you're watching yourself not feel well, not feel good, be in pain, not enjoy what you're doing on a daily basis, you don't feel connected to God anymore, you kind of feel like you're looping, step out of the loop. Figure out what you need to do that. Set a course. Find a spot down the road that you want to adventure to and start enjoying it again. If you're reading books and playing video games and dreaming, I just started reading a book called Gamification, and it's about turning life into a video game. Like, what propels people to play these video games? They're blacksmiths in the game and they're having to collect these items to build the next thing, and they're getting themselves ready for this raid. And it's like, people are into that. Do it in real life. How do you make yourself a better parent? How do you make yourself better at your job? How do you make yourself put in the quote unquote grind that you're doing in the game, that you're doing watching these shows? These people are doing the same thing. We're watching reality TV. Like, what do you, you know, you're watching this chef show, and in the chef show, they're like driving in and being like as crazy fast as they can, and they're sweating, and it's like, wow, look at this reality TV. Turn your life into the reality. Chase these things. Quit looping on not being well. I assure you that that discomfort is actually way better than the comfort you're swimming around in. Sorry to bait that up, Deb.
That's a great segment. No, all very good information. For more information on what we do at Integrity Training Systems for a personal nutrition program or to have a free personal fitness assessment with any of our personal trainers, please take a look at us at integritytrainingsystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208. For gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your doorstep from my personal bakery, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And for 100% grass-fed beef, please take a look at fedfromthefarm.com. She is a warrior, ain't nothing gonna slow her down. She is a warrior, she's taking this battleground. She is a fighter, a crier, she ain't gonna lose this round. She...
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. I'm going to let Debbie talk a little bit this segment.
That's okay. That's all good information.
But to continue on being a warrior, one of my favorite warriors of all time, because I am a fan of warriors. I literally just spent 5 hours this past Tuesday getting King Leonidas tattooed on my ribs, and that was terrible. I thought I was a warrior, but I didn't feel like one for about 5 hours this week. But David from the Bible, man, what a warrior, you know, and I love that he's not perfect. I mean, he's actually far from it. You know, it's like he was a man after God's own heart. And you're like, really, this guy? Like, yeah, if David can be a man after God's own heart, so can I. But I want to read to you from 1 Samuel 17:48. It says, and it came to pass when the Philistine arose. This is talking about when he fought Goliath. And drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet him. So, like, you got this giant dude, Goliath. I mean, like, there's, like, arguments about how big he actually was, you know, but he's big, okay? And David not only ran at him, but David was underrated. He was a little guy. He was young. He wasn't armored up. In fact, he tried armor on and was like, nah, this isn't going to work. But his weapon was underrated, too. A slingshot against I mean, it was laughed at. Like, he was literally laughed at until he dropped this guy. It's like the ultimate underdog story, right? And so what I love about that is, like, when you think about taking on the challenges that you have in life and you're the underdog, good. Surprise them. Like, get the weight off your shoulders. There's no expectation. So, like, what's the worst that can happen, right? You need to put the time in and then just try to overcome, like, regardless of what it is you're dealing with. You know, and when you think about that, you know, Deb, when you're working with clients, I want you to talk about, like, when people come into you and they tell you they can't do something, like, how do you change that thought process for them?
Well, when it comes to food, people often try to tell me that they can't do something.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
totally.
I can't give this up. I can't do, you know, I can't eat meat. I can't eat, or, you know, I can't eat this. I can't eat that.
Yeah.
And they've really set themselves up in this parameter to where they're, like, locked. You know, they've created, like, this title for themselves that and they have to, like, live within it. And I just try to be frank with people. You know, I just try to say, you know, this isn't an easy process. Being healthy will never come easy. And if anyone's trying to sell you that, they're just trying to sell you. And you won't end up in a long-term situation. If anyone's trying to tell you that, you know, you don't have to restrict or you don't have to limit some of the things that you're having, they're truly just trying to get you to buy into a program, because at the end of the day,
there are so many foods that have been created in the United States that are actually banned in other countries that we should not be consuming.
Yep.
And so what I typically do is just very frankly try to speak truth into people. I try to encourage people. I try to help them to understand that quality steps in the right direction can definitely make changes. But I just think it goes back to that comfort zone. Even though they're uncomfortable, like they really do need to lose the weight, they legitimately have diabetes, they're taking insulin, they're dealing with a lot of issues. Maybe they have heart issues. They're comfortable enough in their discomfort that they're creating a set of expectations that I will only do it if it can be done this way or if it can be done that way. And I just come to them with the science and just really try to help a person to understand that you legitimately have to break free of all of that like oppressive thinking. And you have to open yourself up to believe that it's possible for you to change your patterns of discipline, for you to change your way of thinking, and for you to actually completely change and transform your life when you truly change your food.
What actually cracks me
up. Exercise as well, though, too.
With how many people will always say, like, Debbie's intense. She's tough. Like, she's hard. She's scary. And it's like, it's hilarious because Debbie's not going to let you pay her for your program or for her program and not actually get you what you're paying her for.
Right.
This is funny to me. So if you think about it, when these people say this, like she's scary, she's intense, she's difficult, what they're actually saying is she's outside my comfort zone.
Right.
So the comfort zone isn't scary. And so they're sitting in their comfort zone, having their wine, having their chocolate, having their pizza rolls, whatever.
Right.
And they're looking outside their comfort zone, which is where Deb's attempting to take them because they've told her what they actually want. And all of a sudden she's scary because they have to report to her that they're continuing to be insane. They have to report that they're doing the same thing. And it's like, but I want my wine. Yeah, but you also want what you paid her for. And you didn't pay her to tell you wine was okay. You paid her to get you beyond the wine.
Right.
You know, and so it's always interesting to me, the people that will say she's scary, and I can look at them and see that projection of them knowing that they're doing something they shouldn't. And when things are tough, that's actually when you change the most. We had Josh Kahneman on the show, a friend of ours at one point. He was talking about the buffalo charging the storm. You know, most times people that deal with anxiety, if you actually get to the root of your anxiety, and I'm not talking about clinical anxiety where it's something neurologically occurring that may be difficult that to push through without medication, but general anxiety, a lot of times anxiety is actually the fear of something you have to accomplish. And so if you actually accomplish it and get it out of the way, you can beat your anxiety. You can crush it. So the buffalo is the only land animal that actually charges a storm because it knows that the faster it goes into it, the faster it gets out of it. Most other land animals run away from the storm, get caught, and stay in it longer. But in the air, the eagle also does this. What's cool about when the eagle does it is the eagle actually recognizes that the turbulence of the storm can propel them higher than they're capable of going without it. So they know how high they can fly. They know where they can get to. They know that the prey that's on the ground that they can see to eat, the things they can do. And I believe even a general enjoyment for the eagle of flying high, they know what their cap is until a storm hits. And they look at it and like, man, I can elevate higher. They can use the storm literally as a launching pad to get higher than they're capable of going without it. So what I challenge you to do is think about the storm that you're in. And are you just sitting there? Are you scared of it? Are you trying to run from it? You know, and what is that storm causing you to do? And what's on the other side of the storm that you are actually creating a scenario to not be able to obtain because you're keeping yourself in the storm longer than you need to?
I would say if people find me scary, it would be because I am a buffalo.
Yeah.
I'm a buffalo every hour with every single client.
Yes.
I take every person into the storm and then I pull them out of the storm and then recover them and help them to get to a better place.
You got it.
I'm not afraid to go into the storm, and I will go into the storm with every single client because it's the only way to get out of just the defeated lifestyle that they're in. And if we just skirt around it, then the storm's just going to keep pounding us over and over and over again.
Yes.
So I'm definitely a buffalo.
Yeah.
And
you pulled me out of the storm.
I will bring
That's
you into
I'm
the
here.
Storm, and I will stay in the storm with you. For more information on going into the storm with me through the nutrition program, I promise I won't be scary.
Yeah, she's really not. She's like the least scary person you'll meet.
Take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208 for gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your door from my personal bakery. Take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And for 100% grass-fed beef, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com. In the eye of the storm.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. We just started talking at the end of the last segment about being in the storm and how when you go through a storm, you're actually capable of achieving something greater on the other side. And a lot of times, like, people think about the storms of life and they get scared and they run away from it. You know, what I have found is if you're putting something off, it's usually going to end up being a worse situation for you. I'll give you an example of that. So my daughter, she's literally one of the greatest kids you're ever going to meet. And I know every parent says that, but they're lying. My daughter is sincerely a phenomenal kid. She just turned 12. And she knows that I've told her to procrastinate on nothing because greatness is never procrastinated. And so she gets her homework done the day she gets it. She knows to do that. Well, this weekend, she knew that she was going to have some time at the gym on Saturday, and on Friday, she was spending time with our niece, getting watched by our niece. And so she should have done this homework assignment that she was given on Friday evening with our niece, and then it would have been done. And then Saturday at the gym, she could have done whatever she wanted to do. So she comes up to me on Saturday and I'm in the middle of training a client and I can just see on her face that she's like nervous to talk to me, right? You can see the anxiety. And I'm like, what do you need? And she goes, I have something I have to do on the computer. Well, my program for the gym was running on the computer. So she was afraid to mess that up. And so she was like, I need to use the computer to do an assignment. I'm like, you have homework left? And you can just see the fear. Well, long-windedly, it was all okay. She wasn't in trouble or anything. But what happened is she had like a 30-minute window between the time that she was there and the time that she's been picked up by Deb's parents to go to lunch, which she did not know was going to be happening. So she's like, oh my gosh, I've got a very small window of time to get this done. You know, I'm going to have to do it at the gym. Dad's going to know I didn't do it. And it's like all this anxiety for what? To not spend, it took her 15 minutes. To not spend 15 minutes just hammering it out the day before. So a lot of times we create our own storms. You know, a lot of times, like, especially with what we do for a living, we've gotten to where we've gotten to because we've kind of put ourselves there, you know? And so when people meet with Deb, they're kind of in this place where it's like, they know that what they're doing has got them there. And it's like the first step is acknowledgement, right? Like, even if you're dealing with Alcoholics Anonymous, first step is acknowledging you have a problem. So if you've signed up with Debbie, you're already in the program. Like, you've started step one, but then you actually have to act on that. And I find that acting on correction of our issues is actually where most people struggle, you know? So we're sitting here with our producer, you know, and he has lost weight in the last year and he's gotten healthy himself. And it's like, it wasn't easy. I mean, he's got things he has to deal with outside of here that aren't easy, you know, so you can sit and say that you can't get healthy. You can't get well because you have XYZ going on, but it's just not true. You know, you have to find a way to make it a priority.
Yeah, I'm, you know, something that has come up often is I'll get messages. My clients are able to text message me. And so I'll get a message. Hey, I'm at the soccer park. What could I eat here?
Grass.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, what do you think you could eat there? I've definitely educated you of all the foods that you see there. What do you think you could eat there?
Nachos.
Don't go to the soccer park and not know what you're going to eat that day.
Yeah.
Don't expect that a soccer park concession stand is going to serve you and that you're going to come out of that moment with the issues that you have with your health, your digestion, your joint pain, your eczema, your allergies. Don't think that that soccer park area is going to have a food that isn't going to trigger all of that. I get it. We all have super busy lives, but I'm telling you, you have to start setting up some right. protocols. You know, when we leave the house, it's like, do you need to bring meat sticks? Do you need to bring nuts? Do you need to bring a fruit bar? Do you need to bring a piece of fruit? Do you need to bring collagen in a Ziploc? I mean, John watches me sit there every night for 15 minutes setting all that up.
Yeah, just Sophie, have that in your house.
Right, all that up for me, all that up for John. But I've taught my daughter to set it up for herself. She's thinking, when John was talking about going to the gym on Saturday, she goes to the gym and she cleans the equipment and allows her to make money. She likes to go to the farmer's market. She spends that money every week at the farmer's market. So we're teaching her, you know, earning, right? And so one day she forgot to bring snacks. And so she's sitting at the gym and there's absolutely no food for her. And no one is there to be able to help her. John is working. So what is she going to eat? I mean, she had 3 hours where she was like, shoot. Now you're like, well, Debbie, that's child abuse. It's actually not. Okay. I mean, she was just fine.
3 hours. But, it's right, a learning experience.
Right. But I mean, she learned I have to equip myself. Debbie Mama has taught me to equip myself over and over and over again, but I have to equip myself. I have to make it a priority. I can't sit and look at my iPad all morning long and not be prepared for what's ahead.
Correct.
So I don't know what your morning looks like. I don't know what your evening looks like before you go to bed. I guarantee I have 3 dogs. I have a child and I have a husband and I have 2 businesses. I guarantee I'm busy and I can relate to what you're saying, but I'm not going to bed until I know that my cooler is ready with the supplements I need, with the collagen that I need, with the green powder that I need, with all of the foods in the fridge ready to go in that cooler the next day that I'm going to need. I'm not going to set myself up for that. Why am I not going to set myself up for that? Number one, for me, I'm going to get sick if I end up getting something at a gas station.
Yeah.
If I end up getting something at a fast food restaurant, I'm going to get sick. Now, maybe you guys can get away with it. Maybe you can get the raw nuts at the gas station and a fruit cup. Maybe you can go through Freddy's and get yourself a hamburger and not get sick from that. I'm not really that person, okay? So I really have to be prepared. But if you know you are going to spend an entire day at a soccer park, do not go there without eating ahead of time.
Right.
Okay? Eat an entire meal ahead of time.
Right.
And then bring food with you. If you have a friend or a family member that is in the hospital, both of my parents have had heart attacks. My dad was in the hospital for 41 days. I brought a cooler with me. I got to know every nurse and every doctor on the floor because I was in the break room with them warming up my food. And you know what we ended up doing? We ended up taking on 2 clients from that floor, 1 nurse and 1 doctor, because they were so fascinated by what I ate every single day and what I brought my dad to eat in the hospital. But I didn't leave the house. You know, my dad was on a ventilator. I mean, do you know the day that he had, they were pulling the vent out and we didn't know if he was going to make it. I still showed up with the cooler because I need to be okay to take care of my dad. I need to be okay to take care of my family. I need to be okay to take care of my business. I just don't make excuses. Now right. That's me. I'm part robotic, so I don't expect everyone to be that way. But if you're not that way, then you need a coach. You truly need a coach. You need someone to guide you through the storm.
Yes.
You need someone to set up protocols. What does that look like? Well, it looks like on Sunday, setting all your nuts into baggies. That way, each day, you can just go in and grab those baggies. Buying frozen fruit so you don't have to cut anything. Put them in containers, put the lids on, get them in the refrigerator so they're thawed, and you can just grab them and go that day. It means buying meat sticks. It means getting pumpkin seeds. It means getting collagen powder or an appropriate protein powder so that you can get a fast alternative. It also means using places like Pure Plates or Fit Flavors. So that you have a meal that's already made, because you know you're not going to be able to do any food prep that week. You just got in from out of town. Great. On the plane, while you're flying home, order Pure Plates and have it delivered, so you have an entire week's worth of food, so you're not even thinking about it. Or order your groceries and get some rotisserie chicken, get some steam in the bag vegetables, buy a bottle of olive oil. Be prepared. Know that you have some options so that you're not just going home and saying, well, I went out of town, and so then when I came home, I didn't have anything. Nobody's going to figure this out for you. There is nobody's going to figure it out for you. Okay, even if you hire me, I'm going to give you a design. I'm going to give you a plan. I'm going to give you a purpose to follow. I'm going to give you a vision of what good health looks like. But at the end of the day, you still have to go home and implement it. You're responsible for implementing it. So you have to have that vision set in front of you so that you're driving towards that vision every day, and you're on the path towards that vision. But what has to come before that vision is a creed. It's a code of ethics. And I would suggest writing that code of ethics out. Jocko Willink has talked about this, and he's coached, you know, me without even knowing it, right? Like, I didn't hire him. I wish I could, but I mean, he's coached me without even knowing it. I've written out, like, I have it wrote out, a code that I'm going to follow. What we need is to write that out, to think that out, to recognize this is what I'm going to follow for my life. Then we stay on the path, because we know how we want to live. I will exercise. I will eat clean. You know, I'll spend time, quality time with my family. I'll spend quality time with my animals. I'll put my dishes in the dishwasher every night. I'll make my bed every day. Like, set up your parameter for how you're going to live. And then each day, check the boxes, because that's pretty easy to follow. If you have those 10 things that you're going to do each day, those 10 things, you start following that, you're not going to show up at the soccer park without any food.
Right.
You're not going to show up at the hospital without any food.
Right.
Or you're not just going to throw it out the window and say, well, I'm at the hospital, I didn't bring anything, so I'll go ahead and get a hamburger and french fries.
I did the
you
best
could
I could.
You still get a salad there.
It's like, no, the
you
best.
You can still
best,
get steamed vegetables
the best you
there.
You could needs to be done before that moment. You know, it's the discipline over the decision.
Yeah.
And you deserve to feel well.
Right.
You know, so it's like when you're feeling a certain way, whether it's good or bad, ask yourself, like, what did you do to feel the way you're currently feeling?
Yes.
You know, look at your Track food. It. Look at your fitness. Look at your drink. Look at your sleep. Look at your tasks. Like, what are you accomplishing and what are you not accomplishing? Mm-hmm. And control the variables you can. Maybe you've got a stressful job and you have to have that job. It's not a controllable variable. We're going to do the job, but maybe we can eat right, drink right, sleep right.
Yes.
Maybe you can't sleep right. Maybe we can exercise, drink, and eat. So when you actually write the variables down and you look at what you need to accomplish in your day, you can kind of see, like, okay, I actually do have control over some of this. And acknowledgement of control is a great way to get past anxiety and fear as well. You know, and it's going to help you to have that discipline, because you're going to see that it's doable. But a lot of people are like, well, I don't got to write it down. I know what I need to do. And we hear that a lot in our industry too. You know, like, well, I know what I need to do to lose the weight. You know, I've done it before. No, I know how to be healthy. I just got to change my calories. It's like, I'm going to just put this out there. You probably actually don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I could probably YouTube how to change the oil in my car or fix an issue with my engine, and maybe I could figure it out, but I'm not going to risk it. The engine in your body is a lot more important than the engine in your car. So if you're going to hire someone to help you with your vehicle or something around the house, you might go ahead and consider that the definition of insanity, like we talked about, is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Or perhaps it's even believing that you know what you need to do and just not doing it. So work with somebody that can actually help you get your life back.
I've been in the fitness industry for 25 years, and I have had personal trainers. I have hired personal trainers to train me for years. The only reason I don't have one right now is because my husband is a trainer, and he's an excellent trainer, and I truly enjoy working out with him. That's the only reason. I would absolutely have a personal trainer right now. Now, they would be from my gym, but I would have one because I want to be guided. I want to be the best version of myself that I can be. Let us help you do the same. For more information on what we do at Integrity Training Systems, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208. For more information on 100% grass-fed beef, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com. And for gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your door, take a look at sophiesbakery.com.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. And our last segment with you today, it's flying by. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the show about, you know, continuing to propel forward into the next stages of your life, trying not to, you know, get stagnant where you are, but still enjoying life where you are. I find that a lot of people look only in one direction. They're either hung up right where they are and they're not prepared for the future. They're looking at their past because there's something they regret or they feel like they did wrong, and therefore they're not enjoying their now and they have no future. Or they're looking so hard at the future that they're willing to or potentially capable of making the same mistakes that they've made before because they're not acknowledging their past, or they're not enjoying life because they're not in the moment at all. So it's like, you kind of have to be in all three moments. You kind of have to respect your past and what's got you to where you are, not be defeated by it, not feel bad about it. You have to enjoy the moment that you're in right now, living your life and being excited about what's around you while planning for your future. And so, you know, Deb, recently you actually posted something on social media about when you have or when you love what you have, you have all that you need. Expand on that a little bit for us, because I really think that that is about the now. You know, I think that people forget that they do have things that they love in their life. And if you don't love what you have in your life, like, is it maybe a mindset?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The other day, it was a difficult message to listen to because I felt convicted because the F word was said about every minute. But it was an excellent message. It was a message between Joe Rogan and The Rock. And they were just talking about like all that they had to go through to get to where they are and just how hard it was and how they just had so little for so long. And they just kept striving to be able to have more with their life. And that they look back and they're just like, I did not enjoy the journey. I did not enjoy it at all. I let it all go by. I let all those years go by and I did not enjoy the journey at all. And The Rock, who I think is a pretty quality guy, I really respect his work ethic. Joe Rogan too, but I personally respect The Rock because you see what he demonstrates in the gym, and he has the same level of work ethic in everything else that he does. And I'm just impressed by that. I think that that's, you know, there are very few people out there that are like that. And so he basically said, you know, it's a matter of like being grateful, you know, and like understanding that you need to have gratitude through the process. And so for our personal, you know, in our personal situation, we own a beautiful center. It is an incredible place full of life and full of light. But God showed us a vision for something many, 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 many years ago. And it was something greater. It almost felt like a hospital, but like a retreat center. And people would come from all over the world and they would get healed in the center, and Christ would be present in every way. There would be personal training. There would be nutrition. There would be cooking instruction. There would be functional medicine doctors. There would be treatments that would help a person to catapult into the next level. Maybe things like cryo, maybe a salt room, maybe different mats, maybe laser therapy, maybe red light therapy, hyperbaric oxygen, these types of things. We've always had this vision in front of us that that's what we were pressing towards. But what's crazy is we've had some really chaotic things happen along the way. Like we have dodged bullets. We got shut down for 2 months during COVID. Gold's Gym shut down, but yet we stayed open. The gym two doors down closed down, but we stayed open. We shouldn't have stayed open. We didn't get PPP money for 6 months. We had to run off of a bakery that I created out of our house. That's how we paid our mortgage.
That's how we stayed in business.
That's how we fed our child. You know, we gave all of our money to our employees so that they would be okay. And then they got PPP money within a couple weeks. But we didn't. Like, we've had so many bullets. We had an investor bail out on us that we had to pay back.
You say dodge bullets, but like, we've been shot.
We've been shot. we've basically
like,
been shot.
Like we've walked bullets, around but limping. We've also been shot and survived.
We've limped, but we've stayed open and we've changed so many lives in the process. So many testimonies, so many people, children, people in their 80s, people in their 50s, people in their 20s, turning away from alcohol, turning away from drugs, saving their marriage. Getting to a next level in their job, but truly saving people's lives through this center that we have, right? But we have this vision. Our employees have the vision. We have a vision board, okay? And we've never had a bank say, boom, I'll finance you. Same bank that I've been with for 25 years has told me no more times than I can count. I'm believing God they're going to say yes. I can't even count the amount of banks that have said no to me. I can't count the amount of individual
people. Tough industry, fitness and food.
Individual people, right, that I've met with face to face and I've asked them to invest in me and they've said no because they don't want to take the risk. If they've said yes, they've told me they'd charge me 20 or 30% interest in order to do it. Okay, well, I can't do that, right? So you know what we're doing? We're pressing on. We're believing God. We're trusting God. He's going to give us the building. He's going to give us the furniture. He's going to give us the equipment. He's going to give us the employees. He's going to give us everything we need to make this happen. That's all we can do is trust God for it. But I had the realization the other day that, yes, every day we do something to drive towards this dream, to drive towards this vision, every single day we meet with someone, we research something, we do something every day. Our staff watches us. Our staff helps us with this. But I sat at my desk and I looked around the room with these beautiful pictures I have all over my wall. I looked outside. I listened to the laughter. I listened to the people talking. And I recognized we're no longer in someone else's gym, living underneath their morals, their ethics that my trainers didn't believe in. They felt stifled. We're no longer in someone else's dirt that they don't clean up off the floor. We're in a beautiful place that we keep clean, that we're able to honor God with a cross and our logo. We are so blessed to be where we are today.
Right.
But that doesn't mean we're not going to keep driving towards the vision that God has given us.
Right.
But we have to enjoy the journey.
Yes.
We can't let the bullets or even the ones that have actually hit us and landed on us and the limping, we can't let that keep us from right. the gratitude that The Rock talked about and just how grateful we are to truly be where we are today. And I just pray that that message resonates with some of you. You're in a different situation than us, but I pray that it opens your eyes and it opens your ears and it allows you to hear from God differently and to see your space and your situation differently.
We know that God is going to get us where we're going because he's already gotten us to where we are.
Exactly.
But the Bible says faith without works is dead. And so we have the faith, but we're putting in the work.
Yes.
And I think at the end of the day where a lot of people go wrong is they forget their why. Do I want to be a millionaire? Absolutely. Am I a long way off from it? Oh, yeah. But it's not my why. I want it, but it's not my why. My
it
why
would be
is
for
to
kingdom
people.
Purpose, even if we were a
yes,
millionaire.
Yes.
You know?
And that's why I want it is because I'm going to use it to help more people. But my point is, people forget their why and it changes the quality and caliber of what they're doing.
Yes.
And it also makes them unhappy and they yes. don't realize it because they get to the end of chasing what they thought was happiness and it's not there anymore because they've lost their why.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, if I wanted to just make money, I'd still be in those other facilities. I would have different businesses than I have right now that are attached to skill sets that I possess, but it's not what I'm called to do. So as we wrap up today, I just challenge you, whatever storm you're sitting in, think about where you want to go, but think about how can you actually enjoy the storm while you're there? And what is the why? Why are you in the storm? And why do you want to go where you want to go? and go after that. I just want to say, I just got a tattoo of Leonidas on my ribs. And what it is he's holding a shield up on top of a mountain in a thunderstorm. It's metal, while looking at the Persian army. So hundreds of thousands of people that he knows he has to fight, probably a losing battle in the worst storm that's raging with lightning. And he's holding a shield up. While in the storm, that man is laser focused on what he needs to do next. That's what I challenge you to do. Yes. That's why I got the tattoo, focus. Is to remind myself, focus on what's on the other side of the storm. Enjoy the moment you're in, but press through to what you deserve to have.
Be grateful for all that God has given you, because he has given you stuff even in the storm, even through our bullets, even through the limping. He gave us so much, and he showed his face in so many ways. For more information on what we do at Integrity Training Systems, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208. For gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your door, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. For 100% grass-fed beef, fedfromthefarm.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you. I trust in God, my Savior.